Greetings, jazz lovers, and welcome to the Jazz Treasury. My name is Rich Sylvester, and thank you so much for letting me in your ear. This episode of the Jazz Treasury is part one of the jazz guitar. We'll cover the evolution of the jazz guitar from the 1920s to the 1940s. Jazz guitar part two will come up next, 1950s up to present time. The guitar was in at the start of jazz history, around the turn of the 20th century, as mostly a rhythm section instrument. But in the 1930s, with the development of the amplifier and the innovations of men such as Charlie Christian and Eddie Dorham, it acquired more of a solo voice. I'd like to share three tracks right now from three men who began to bring the guitar up to the forefront. The first track I'd like to share is Gut Bucket Blues by Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five, recorded in Chicago in 1925. The band had a six-string banjo player named Johnny St. Cyr. It was a banjo with a guitar neck and guitar tuning. You'll hear him right up front on this track, Gut Bucket Blues. The second track, Melody Man's Dream, was recorded in New York City in 1927 by the great Eddie Lang. And finally, we'll hear a track by Lonnie Johnson and Blind Willie Dunn, recorded in 1929. They were two of the greatest guitarists of the time. The track is called Hot Fingers.
Thank you.
Now, some listeners have been asking where I get the information and the music for the Jazz Treasury podcast. Well, I've been listening to jazz since about 1969 in middle school. Kids thought I was nuts, but I got turned on to Miles Davis and Dave Brubeck and Jackie and Roy, and I fell in love with jazz at that time. And then as I got older, I started collecting record albums, hundreds and hundreds of jazz record albums, and listening and studying album covers. And I was born in Brooklyn, but raised just outside of New York City in the suburbs in Rockland County. So I was able to go down to the city in my late teens and early 20s to hear lots of fine jazz at clubs like the Blue Note and the Bottom Line. And so I've been listening to jazz for a long time and studying jazz for a long time, reading biographies and autobiographies of musicians and so forth. But while I lived in England in 1997, 1998, for a couple of years, I was able to pick up a magazine called Jazz Greats, put out by the Marshall Cavendish Publishing Group. And they released that every other week for about 2 years. I was able to pick up 64 editions of the Jazz Greats and great, some great information, heard some great music. So some of the information you're getting, some of the music you're getting is from Jazz Greats, some is from the internet, and from my background knowledge. Hopefully that helps a little bit about where the Jazz Treasury podcast gets its information. And so with the advent of the electric amplifier, the guitar was able to come up more toward the front of the band. For example, in the Benny Goodman Orchestra, the musician Charlie Christian was one of the geniuses of the electric guitar, and we'll be listening to him in a moment. And also, Django Reinhardt came along in France. And by the way, we'll be doing a whole episode on Django Reinhardt coming up in another episode of the Jazz Treasury. But right now, I'd like to play two tracks for you. The first one recorded in 1939 in Paris by the Quintet of the Hot Club of France. It's called The Twelfth Year, and it features Django Reinhardt on guitar and Stefan Capelli, of course, on violin. And after that, you'll hear from Charlie Christian, a track called Guys Got to Go, with Hot Lips Page plays on this one. And also, of course, Charlie Christian on guitar, recorded in New York City in 1941. So let's listen to two tracks now. 12th Year, featuring Django Reinhardt, and Guys Got to Go, featuring Charlie Christian on guitar. Thank you.
listening to the Jazz Treasury Podcast with Rich Sylvester.
Charlie Christian, Guy's Gotta Go, and that was before he joined the Benny Goodman Orchestra with Hot Lip Page, Victor Coulson, and Joe Guy, George Treadwell on trumpets, Rudy Williams on alto sax, Don Bias on tenor sax, Al Tinney on piano, Charlie Christian guitar, Ebenezer Paul on bass, and Taps Miller on drums, 1941. We're going to end this episode of the Jazz Treasury, part one of the jazz guitar, with one of the most infamous guitar players in rock and probably jazz history, Les Paul. Yes, you've probably heard of the Gibson Les Paul. Well, Les had a lot to do with the invention of the electric amplifier and electric guitar. This is recorded back in 1941. Somebody Loves Me, Wisconsin native, made his first recordings in 1936, and he had a style he liked to exhibit similar to Reinhardt from the start. But after building his reputation as a sideman, he decided to experience his greatest commercial success in tandem with his wife, Mary Ford, with whom he released a series of innovation hits on Capitol Records between 1950 and 1957. He also played with Art Tatum, Bing Crosby, the Andrews Sisters, Nat King Cole, and cut a number of sides with his trio, including this 1947 tune, Somebody Loves Me. Let's listen to Les Paul. Thank you. Les Paul, Somebody Loves Me. In fact, Les Paul was one of the inventors of the solid body electric guitar, and he experimented a lot in the studio as well. Very, very innovative, and experimented a lot with overdubbing and delay effects and tape delay, phasing effects, multi-track recording. Les Paul. Well, that's it for this episode of the Jazz Treasury with Rich Sylvester. I hope you enjoyed listening to Jazz Guitar Part 1. Next time, Jazz Guitar Part 2. If you want to see some other more information about the artists or find out what episodes are coming up on the Jazz Treasury, please feel free to go to www.thejazztreasury.com and communicate with me. I'd like to hear what you're thinking, what maybe what you'd like to hear. You can also find us on Facebook at the Jazz Treasury Podcast site. The Jazz Treasury Podcast comes out twice a month, the second Sunday and the fourth Sunday of each month. And we have some episodes coming up, by the way. Speaking of great guitarists, Charlie Christian will have his own episode. Django Reinhardt will have his own episode. But thank you so much for letting me in your ear once again, folks, and enjoy the jazz.